Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex. Our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world. But it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's visit a little bit about livestock futures yesterday. And, well, it looks like our cattle futures ended mostly mixed yesterday.
That's right, Dave. But we did have a scary moment before the close as we saw quite the downside. At one time, some of the feeder cattle contracts were down over $2. But then we bounced off of those lows of the session, and the live cattle managed to close mostly positive. But as Dave said, the feeders were mostly negative on the close. Now, last week's cash cattle trade turned out to be mostly $2 to $3 lower. The movement out of the feed yards was extremely light last week, and will make this week's show list much larger. And we also saw choice box beef up 80 cents yesterday. Select boxes up 95 on a total movement of 131 loads. Cattle slaughter 108,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 21 cents. And we saw the lean hog futures yesterday trade and close above last week's highs. October live cattle on the close yesterday were 85 cents higher. October feeder cattle down 52 cents. And October lean hogs up 95 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's look at our grain futures. Wheat futures, soybeans all kind of struggled yesterday, mostly lower. Soybeans, though, saw some improvement.
Yes, it was an interesting day yesterday, Dave, as despite the fact that we had news out there, weekly export inspections came out yesterday morning. That monthly NOPA soybean crush, our first report from FSA on acreage, all was released yesterday. But the grain markets and the soybean futures didn't really react that much to those news items. They seemed to trade more technical than they did fundamentally yesterday. As Dave said, our wheat and our corn closed negative. The soybeans did close on the positive side. We saw after the close our weekly crop condition ratings come out for the corn as it dropped 1 point down to 69%, good to excellent, while the soybeans were unchanged at 63%, good to excellent. Now, trading overnight has been on the mixed side and is still mixed as we speak. December KC wheat down 3.25. December corn's up 0.5. November soybeans down 6.75. December cotton down 25 points. October crude oil down 18 cents. The September dollar index is 2 cents higher, and September Dow Jones futures 63 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that. Going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.